New Bern resident Frances Ordway decided to ride out the storm in her home since it wasn't located in a floodplain and had never flooded before. Around 3 a.m. on September 14th, Ordway was awoken by the howling wind and driving rain. The power was out and everything was completely dark, so she grabbed a flashlight, slid off the bed, and stepped down into about 2 feet of water.
And I thought, oh Lord, I says, now I've got a busted water line. Well, when I turned my light on, everything was floating around in the house. I grabbed my pocketbook, my Bible, and a picture of Mary.
Ordway, who was 75 years old, waded through the water to get to the front door so she could swim to safety. But logs had floated up and were pushing against the door, barricading her inside. Eventually, a rescue team was able to remove the debris so she could escape.
And I was standing in water up about 3 inches above my knee. And he says, just wait here, we'll go get a boat. And I told him, the water's coming in the house now. And he says, it's coming in deeper. When it got to my waist, and I says, I'm coming out.
The experience was traumatic for Ordway, who lost both her house and her car in Hurricane Florence. She says this is the first year in 32 years that she hasn't had flood insurance. Immediately after Hurricane Florence, some people went right to work fixing their homes. Others were in shock and overwhelmed by the loss. Assistant clinical professor in the Department of Addiction and Rehab Studies at ECU, Celeste Crawford, says there's a range of reactions people experience after a major storm.
A lot of times people feel a lot of fear and anxiety, sadness or sense of loss or depression, kind of depending on how they've been personally impacted.
Problems sleeping and loss of appetite are also common symptoms for people who have been through traumatic events. Crawford says people still experiencing these symptoms may have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Anything after a month, you know, where people are feeling intense feelings, maybe reliving the event or having nightmares or flashbacks. And that might be more true for people who, you know, maybe they had to be evacuated from their home.
People who have been through other traumatic events before the storm are more susceptible to developing PTSD. Also, people with pre-existing mental illness or those recovering from substance abuse may also be vulnerable.
We always, as mental health professionals, we look at people's protective factors and risk factors. You know, people who have socioeconomic stressors certainly often experience the storm in a heavier way because they don't have maybe as many resources to fall back on. They don't have flood insurance or they don't have savings. They don't have time off from work. They don't have family and friends who have resources to offer them.
For adults, PTSD is treatable with medication and by learning how to manage emotions and change thought patterns. Crawford suggests anyone with feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, anger, or numbness seek out a support group or counseling. People can also call or text the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services 24-hour helpline to receive counseling and support. The helpline experienced a 100% increase in volume after Hurricane Florence compared to the 30 days prior to the storm. Calls to the helpline have been steady as recovery continues. Crawford says sharing your experiences with someone can lessen internal stress.
Sometimes talking it out and just being reassured that your experience is a normal response and it's not going to be that way forever can often just doesn't make you feel better in the sense that you're over your feelings, but it sometimes can just give you that extra stamina to persevere.
Some other tips include improving physical health, expressing thoughts and emotions through journaling, and practicing stress reduction techniques. Crawford says taking a break from recovery to rest can be especially helpful.
You can feel sometimes like every moment I'm awake, I should be trying to fix my home or deal with my losses or be on the phone on hold with my insurance company, but making sure you try to take a little time.
Crawford, who provided counseling after Hurricane Floyd, says it took some people who were deeply affected by the storm a couple of years to fully recover. To help support people who were affected by Hurricane Florence, the State Department of Health and Human Services secured more than $8.5 million in state and federal funding for a crisis counseling program that will connect individuals and families with behavioral health services in their communities. $5 million of the new funding will help the estimated 275,000 people living in disaster-affected counties who are uninsured. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.